Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 19th of August. Starting off, in fact, with Amigo, which I think I looked at yesterday, but the excitement just building at the moment, given the mention of the company in the Times today. The big breakthrough here technically has been the push through the 50-day moving average at 9.16 pence, while we're above that on an end-of-day close basis, which is also the floor of the rising trend channel I've drawn from the beginning of July. We should see further upside, ideally towards the top of the channel, around 18 pence over the next few weeks. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait to just see whether we can get an end-of-day close above yesterday's intraday peak at 11.16 pence, that would and should add to the momentum, recovery momentum for the shares. RSI at 60, so bounced off the neutral 50 level over the early part of July. That should be a leading indicator on potential upside for the shares over the near term. Next up, a stock which was requested by a friend on Twitter, and if I can just put it in the right Epic code, we'll see it. N Brown Group. So far, we've had a two-day hit of the 200-day moving average at 63.7 pence, which is a typical behaviour in these situations. We've got support from that broken February resistance line at around the 55 pence level. So above 55 pence on an end-of-day close, looking for further gains. They could be towards the top of the April trend channel, currently heading towards around 87 pence. This stage only really back below June resistance at 49 pence on an end-of-day close basis, really delaying the upside scenario for N Brown. I suppose if you're cautious, you might wait for an end-of-day close above, or a weekly close above, the 200-day line before targeting further upside for the stock. Next up is Duke Mount, which has gingerly pushed its way higher. In fact, today it's actually had a pretty good daily candle with an opening at the low and so far at the high of the day, which is normally a good thing. All of this price action here over the last week or so looks like a bull flag above the 200-day moving average at 0.71. So at least while we're above the 200-day line, looking for further gains, the level or the resistance to break now, obviously around 0.85, which has been a resistance over the last couple of months. End of day close above that today, we should finally be on our way towards a decent upside, and that would be at the top of that rising trend channel from the beginning of October last year, currently heading up to 1.4 pence plus. As you can see, normally the shares, once they break the 200-day line, they keep on going, and there isn't really any charting resistance between 0.85 and 1.4 pence. Stop loss on the buy argument at the moment, probably back below that triangle there, so sub 0.7 might delay the upside for a little bit longer. Haydale is a stock which I think the bears got their teeth into recently. Clearly didn't work very well, as most of the bear targets in the recent past. Most of them have actually turned out to be rampant buys rather than sells. Here we've got a wonderful breakout for Haydale, really, here through obviously the July resistance, which was around the 5 pence area. Looking back on the chart, you can see that we're now back where we were roughly at the beginning of 2019. But there does seem to be more gas in the tank for the stock, so while above 6, looking for the top of that June price channel as high as 12 pence. And that's valid really while we hold above yesterday's resistance at 6.87 pence. So while we're above that, we should head towards the 12 pence zone relatively easily. Next up, a stock which I know has its fans, its followers as well on social media and beyond, Pembridge Resources. So good to see that after the full storm that we had for the shares in June, where the stock's having another go, the reason for the relative enthusiasm now is that the shares have broken that line of resistance from late June and the 50-day moving average at 3.33 pence, at least while we're above this broken resistance line at 3.4 pence. We could head up to the top of that rising trend channel from March, which is implying an 8 pence target, and hopefully seeing that as soon as the end of next month. But while we're above the 50-day line now, it looks as though the shares are either sideways or hopefully heading higher. Interesting to see Pathfinder Minerals today. We've got a nice little bull flag on the daily chart now, holding the gains of the August gains to date, and new support coming in above previous resistance. So all the right boxes are being ticked at the moment. The only barrier really is the top of that gap at 0.75 and the 200-day moving average. So if you're cautious on the shares, you'd be looking for an end-of-day close above the 200-day line. But at the moment, really, while we're above the latest bull flag at 0.6 pence, we're looking now towards the top of a broadening triangle from May, as high as 1.2 pence. So let's see how that particular situation develops. Ruralec is the next stock, and here you can see what's become rather typical in recent days in terms of the small caps, a vertical line to the upside. It won't be the last one today. Here we can say really that we're obviously we've approached 1 year highs on the shares. End of day close through £1.2 would be enough, hopefully, to get the shares up to the top of that broadening triangle from the beginning of 2019. Up to 1.8 pence, and at least while we're above that December peak area at 0.9, the upside argument hopefully will still stand once the dust settles on the latest spike that we're looking at the moment. Synergen, one of the rallies, one of the one-day rallies of the year, and probably the decade, given the way things are panning out. Synergen, beautiful price action since the spike, the gap that we had, which was through resistance. We only really retraced about just under half of the of that one-day spike before starting to move higher. What's interesting to note now is that we're in a rising trend channel from the second half of July, which is effectively a bull flag, extended bull flag, and the latest break above £2.40, which was the July peak, suggests that while we're above £2.40. The target here should relatively easily be the £3 level. So that's pretty something to look forward to. If you're a real Synergen fan and like to dream of buying the first Rolls Royce, the big target here on a maybe 3 to 6 month time frame would be the March resistance line projection, currently pointing as high as £5.10 or £5.20. So everything really relying here on £2.40 holding that previous resistance. At this stage, really only back below the floor of the channel and the 20-day moving average at £2.15, delaying the upside scenario. I covered Sensine, I think, a few days ago, maybe a week or two ago. Looking progress, it's progressing well. We broke, I suppose we must have broken the line of resistance there around the 35 pence level from April, and progressed well, as I said. Now we're above May resistance at around the 50 pence level, and while we hold above that on an end of day close basis, looking for a best case scenario target over the next 2 to 3 months, as high as the top of that triangle from March at £1.10. So plenty to shoot for there at Sensine. This stage really only back below that old May resistance of 43 pence, really delaying the upside scenario for that stock. New name, which is always nice, Van L is the next situation. It's good here that we're near the bottom of the range. We've just broken the 50-day moving average at 32 pence, extended base on the shares from March, so all the dirty work, I think, has been done. And the view here is that while we're above the 50-day line at 32 pence on an end-of-day close basis, we could hit that March resistance line projection at 45 pence over the next 2 to 4 weeks. Flash in the pan rise for Wishbone today. I think a lot of people will be relieved that the stock is finally on its way. In terms of what to do next is concerned, obviously you could just stand aside or cash in your chips, but the view is that at least while we're above that initial January resistance at 2.2 pence, there could still be further upside following the gap through the 200-day line today. Best case scenario target here over the next, I suppose, couple of weeks, 4 weeks, something like that, would be the shares hitting that resistance line projection from December last year up there at 3.5 pence. I suppose the overall pattern here, a broadening triangle as I have just drawn. Finishing off with one of the highlights of last week, I think it was, or the week before last, Zoetic. Beautiful consolidation here, this V-shaped bull flag breakout. It's always good to see those. The shares did their dirty work in terms of maybe shaking out a few weak hands with that decline to 13.5 pence, which just overlapped with the November resistance just below 14 pence. So weak hands shaken up after that vertical, the Harrier jump jet type of move that we had there. Looks like we've got another Harrier-style move here, which could take the shares up towards the top of that rising trend channel at 28 pence over the next few weeks, perhaps even as soon as the end of the month, the way things are going there. Beautiful green candle today, and obviously all the near-term moving averages rising, even the 200-day line now starting to rise as well. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.